You know, amid all of the talks of rising trade tensions between the U.S. and China and Mexico, the border wall has lost a little bit of the center stage, if you will. But the Democrats just put out their 2020 spending bill, and that spending bill offers no border wall money whatsoever. So to get a sense of what's going on there, we turn to Michaela Ross. Michaela's Bloomberg's government homeland security reporter. Michaela, thanks so much for joining us. So what's the latest on this Democratic bill?
Yesterday, we saw the opening bid in what we may expect to be another contentious fight about this border wall for the spending bill that will come across for Department of Homeland Security this year. So lawmakers, Democrats on the House side, released their version of the bill. The bill, again, would start funding the government at its new fiscal year 2020 for the Department of Homeland Security. And this is the bill that caused that 35-day government shutdown that we saw over December and January. And it looks like it's on track to cause some more problems this year, at least disagreements between lawmakers, since it not only doesn't have any new border wall funding that Republicans want, but it also blocks President Trump from using funding that he's reprogrammed for any border wall construction.
Well, this is certainly an aggressive initial move by the Democrats. Michaela, how do you expect the Republicans to respond here?
There's been a couple of different responses on the Republican side. Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma said this is like throwing gasoline on a fire. He told our reporter Jack Fitzpatrick that yesterday. So definitely some strong sentiment there. The ranking member of this subcommittee on the appropriation, the Homeland Security House Appropriations, said he didn't really see a path forward at this point. He was expecting a party line vote. It is in markup this morning, and then next week it will go to the full committee for markup. So because of that Democratic control, it's very different than last year, though. You know, last year, the House had in its initial version of appropriations $5 billion for Trump's wall. And this one, to come all the way back down to zero, is definitely a switch. But, you know, that is a result of the elections of 2018.
So, Michaela, so how is, you mentioned the government shutdown that we experienced before. Is that even on the table? Are people discussing that this time around?
It's definitely in the back of a lot of lawmakers' heads, and it's definitely been a concern. Even on the Senate side, the lead Senate appropriator, Senator Shelby, you know, had said that he's concerned after all the trouble that there was to pass a disaster aid bill that's usually very nonpartisan, that he's concerned that that's going to lead into these negotiations with the budget and negotiations with appropriations this year. So there's definitely a tension. Now, even on that note, though, the Democrat responsible for this bill, Representative Lucille Roybal-Allard, she said that, you know, it's not a bill that is meant to trigger a government shutdown. There's a lot in the bill that Republicans do like. There's a lot in the bill about boosting funds for cybersecurity, for the Coast Guard, to make more technology available to the TSA for faster screening. So they're really trying to focus on all of those areas of agreement. But at the end of the day, and President Trump's budget request, he asked for $8.6 billion for this wall and for this coming year, and that's definitely not in there. In fact, the bill even goes so far as to take back some of the funding that he tried to transfer through his emergency declaration.
It's interesting. I guess what's different this time around is we have a budding trade war with Mexico. How do you think that's going? These two issues are going to be conflated, you know, going forward.
That is absolutely the wild card that has been put into this issue in the last week. So we are seeing bipartisan opposition to the tariffs for Mexico. Lots of concern how conflating the tariffs and the immigration issues are two very complex issues that lawmakers don't want to mix. It might play into these negotiations in some way, shape, or form, just because there's simply more on the table to try to negotiate in one way or the other. But it's unclear now, especially because this bill, you know, has months before it would need to be passed to prevent the shutdown, whereas the tariffs, you know, are scheduled to take effect at the end of this week.
Michaela Ross, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on what could be another significant legislative loggerheads in Congress. Michaela Ross, Bloomberg Government and Homeland Security reporter. We appreciate your insights there. Tom, it seems like you know, this, the border wall, Mexico trade tensions, it's all going to be coming to a head here over the next several months.